The 92nd Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Many of our modern pharmaceuticals are derived from toxins found in the natural world. For instance, coral reef dwellers rely on lethal chemical brews to ward off predators or snatch prey. Cone snails in the waters near Australia, Indonesia, and the Philippines have a toxin-packed venom that shocks and paralyzes prey. One of these poisons is used in a painkiller 1,000 times more powerful than morphine. The snail-derived drug jams nerve transmissions in the spinal cord and blocks certain pain signals from reaching the brain. But most of the natural compounds found useful in medicines are derived from plants, such as the cholesterol-lowering properties of a compound in the sap of the golgol tree, a species native to India that's been used in Ayurvedic medicine since at least 600 BC, and today is being synthesized in modern chemistry labs. And sometimes new chemicals are found in unlikely places. Biochemists decoded the genetic blueprints for making anthromycin, a Valium-like sedative that came from an organism found in a rotting compost heap. And they uncovered the molecular structure of a blood pressure-lowering molecule in a soil sample found next to a pond in Japan.
The 92nd Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.